This is the Authentic Persuasion Show. The Authentic Persuasion Pathway is a framework that you can apply to any sales conversation, whether it's a short one call close or it's a long sales cycle, it's different meetings that you have, it's a whole process. Each conversation you have with a prospective buyer, you have to understand, is in and of itself a complete sales transaction. It has to be treated as a complete sales process. And as I go through this authentic persuasion pathway, you'll see that what you'll want to do is apply this and these five steps to each one of your conversations with your prospect, no matter how many that is, because if you look at it, every conversation you have with someone who's not yet a customer, you have a beginning, which is what we're going to talk about today, which is rapport. Then you have the middle part. You have the things that you're doing throughout. And then at the end, you have some kind of close. You have some kind of, let's say, deal or transaction or sale that you want made at the end of that conversation, hopefully. Unless you're an order taker, right? So even if you have a long sales cycle, you may have today's conversation, which is about setting up an appointment for next week to talk about this, which is then to go over a proposal, which could be, and so on, right? If you have a one call close, short sales cycle, one or two phone calls, that's much easier to see this. But no matter what, every conversation you're having with somebody who's not yet a customer is in and of itself a sales conversation. And it must be treated that way, starting with rapport and ending with a close about them taking action and doing something that will move things forward. So we are going to talk about rapport. And just so you know, so you can follow along and kind of identify these things, the five steps of the authentic persuasion pathway are rapport, empathy, trust, hope, urgency. Again, rapport, empathy, trust, hope, and urgency. Now, that spells something that does not roll off the tongue. It spells refue. It's the best I could come up with. I've been teaching this for years. I came up with this 11 years ago with those terms, and those terms, I could try to change it and make it into something fancy, make it something that rolls off the tongue better. But those words are perfect. They describe exactly what it is that you should be doing in those five steps. And keep in mind, refue, the authentic persuasion pathway, can be applied to what you're doing now. This isn't to replace what you're doing. This isn't to throw out everything that you're doing now, your company has given you, or if you're a leader, I'm not telling you to throw out what you're doing now, unless it's not working. If it's not working, then please throw it out and apply this completely and start over, or email me or reach out to me or direct message me or call me and let me help you build an effective sales process. So this isn't meant to replace what you're doing unless it's not working, but to just give you some structure to what you're probably doing, but make it more effective. Keep in mind, your prospects are looking for a guide. They are looking for help. They are looking for someone to help them get up the mountain and to do it safely. And one of the things that we covered is the authentic persuasion pathway. And that is your framework, because fundamentally, there's one thing that all of your prospects are afraid of. There's one thing universal that all of them are afraid of, and that is change. If they weren't afraid of change, they would already be a customer, or they would be an easy conversation turning into a customer or a client as quickly as possible. But fundamentally, if they're not, it means they're afraid of change, which means they're in their comfort zone. The authentic persuasion pathway that I outlined and went through, the five steps, that is the path to get people from where they are in the center of that comfort zone to the outside, to the safely making a change and doing that. Again, your job is to guide them.